Professor Harold Hung-Ju Ko teaches international law at Yale University. He was Assistant Secretary of State for Human Rights in the Clinton administration. He says today's ruling in the Padilla case has broad implications.
I think it's a hugely important decision testing the limits of the executive's authority to detain American citizens after 9/11. What they said essentially was that the president had no authority under either the Constitution or a statute to detain an American citizen who is seized in the United States as an enemy combatant, and that's a very significant ruling.
A spokesman for the White House called today's decision troubling and flawed. I just wonder, what is the case law that the administration cites in arguing that the president does have the power to declare someone like Padilla an enemy combatant?
Well, the government had previously won a victory on this issue with regard to a man named Yasser Hamdi, who was captured in Afghanistan, brought to Guantanamo, and later brought to South Carolina. And the Fourth Circuit, which is the U.S. Court of Appeals that governs South Carolina, had upheld that decision in a fairly sweeping opinion. I think the U.S. government had hoped that that would be essentially the opinion to cover all such cases. This case, the Padilla case, involved an American who was detained coming into O'Hare Airport. And I think what the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit, the New York Federal Court, said was, we don't agree. So I think the executive branch has to feel that what they had thought was a victory for the whole country is actually now only governing that part which is in the Fourth Circuit.
Does the focus of today's appellate court ruling on the fact that Padilla is an American citizen and that he was apprehended on American soil, does that mean that this is a very narrow ruling and that most of the people who say have been sent to Guantanamo as enemy combatants are still regarded as having been detained legally?
I think the real question is, to what extent does 9/11 permit the president to bring various kinds of detention authorities that he can use on the battlefield overseas at home to use in place of ordinary law enforcement devices? Remember, there's nothing to prevent him from charging Padilla with a crime, giving him a lawyer, and having him go through ordinary criminal procedures. Terrorists have been tried and convicted on a regular basis. So the real question is, can he create a separate system, which has essentially no recourse to the courts or to lawyers for people that he's designating as enemy combatants? And what the court today said is, this is not a special situation. The civilian courts are open, and he ought to act in accordance with constitutional and statutory rules.
Professor Ko, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Robert.
Professor Harold Ko of Yale University Law School spoke to us from New Haven, Connecticut.